The new regime, trying to get a feel for where you fit with everything.
With the offense, yeah, finally getting the pivot, go against the defense. You know, we've been going over the playbook for a couple of weeks now, but to get out there and have everything happen full speed is something to get used to.
You had an early sense for how they want to utilize you and what your role will be within this offense?
Yeah, I mean, I knew that the first day when I met Gase, and we talked about that type of stuff when I first got hired. So, same as I've always been utilized in the running game and the passing game.
Matt, irrespective of the contract stuff, how much longer do you hope to play? What do you think you got left in 5 years after this?
Years?
Well, just your hope, your wish.
As long as God allows me to play football and I keep my body healthy. I mean, as you can see, I'm out here in OTAs and I don't have any injuries, you know, nursing or anything like that. So I'm pretty much healthy. So I feel like I can continue to play as long as I want to.
The speed training that you were at a few weeks ago, can you tell us a little bit more about that? What is it that makes that so valuable to you?
Yeah, I went to the same guy coming out for the combine, and 40 time coming out of college was around 4.5 something, and ended up running in the low 4.4. So I used to go back a lot of times, you know, in the postseason every year. And so I missed, I think, last year. I didn't go, and then I felt the effects of my burst going through the holes and stuff like that, or just accelerating after catching the ball or something like that. So I went back and did that type of training and, got a lot better, got benefited out of it.
Do you plan, Matt, to revisit the contract, talk to them at all? Or is the ball in their court?
We already visited, like I said, and, all I can do is talk to them about it and they can say yes or no. And so, they said we're not talking about that type of stuff right now. So all I can do is play football. And, you know, like I said, I come to the realization that every run or catch that I may have might be my last in a Bears uniform. So if they don't want to, you know, re-sign me, I'll have to play somewhere else.
Are you hopeful that they will?
Of course. I mean, why wouldn't I be?
Well, depending on what they said.
Well, yeah, I'm hopeful.
Matt, what are the challenges of going into a contract year, not knowing that you don't know?
Nobody wants to play on a one-year deal, especially the uncertainty of, you know, how football is, you know, with how it goes. So, you just figure like a guy who's been there since day one, continue to put in hard work and has produced, you figure that, you know, that guy should be rewarded. But in this business, that doesn't always happen.
Is that a difficult acceptance to get to?
It is, but I don't take it out on the coaches or my teammates or anything like that. I go out there and continue to play. And just like they're playing and blocking for me, I got to do the same for them.
Matt, you went through this process, the contract process, just a few years ago. What did you learn from then that you're going to apply now?
Not much. Patience, probably. You got to be patient in these type of things, and nobody's gonna force anybody's hand on either side. So, just got to be patient. That's only about the only thing I've learned about that. And the situation a couple years ago was, you know, being vastly underpaid. You know, that's not the situation now. It's more of just this year was more of like lowering the cap number, and trying to continue my legacy as a Bear and can, you know, try to retire that way. But, you know, it happens to be whatever shakes out, you know, whatever they think.
If you don't have an extension, will you still show up to Bourbon A on time?
Yeah.
Is it difficult because you don't have the same relationship you've had with the past regimes? You don't know what you're dealing with every level here?
Well, yeah, I mean, that is some of it. It's a new regime. They have to get to know you. I mean, they know probably a lot about me, you know, from afar, you know, seeing me play, you know, while they coach on different teams. So, to get to actually coach somebody on the field and see them up in person is different. So, that's why I'm out here and continuing to work to get to know the offense and, get that cohesion with the offense and the offensive line and everybody.
Matt, the team being part of having to release Ray McDonald, your opinion on them signing him in the first place and now the team being associated with
him? Well, I don't really know enough about that situation, so I really can't speak on it.
Do you think that if teams do give players second or third chances, there should be ramifications if the player does then falter again?
Well, I mean, there's always second chances in life and in football or whatever you do, so it just depends on that person what they do with the second chance. You know, you either take advantage of it or you don't.
You've been in the league for a long time. How much does character matter in a football locker room?
Big time. I mean, that's all you want in your locker room is character guys. Because they, you get a character guy and he makes the team better. You know, it's not only about himself. He wants to produce. He wants everybody else to be successful too, so he's going to bring everybody up.
Do you have an opinion about when you first heard it, what you felt, what you
heard?
What I felt about
what? About what was what
my first initial thought was, man, we could have used him, you know, on defense. He's used to being a 3-4 defense, and that's what we have switched to. So I felt, you know, bad that we weren't going
to
have him.
Did you get to know him at all?
Somewhat. I talked to him a little bit.
Matt, what are your early impressions of Adam Gase and what he can bring to this offense?
I love Adam Gase. You know, my first impressions is he's got a lot of energy. He's going to be good for not only this offense, but, you know, being able to coach Jay as well, being high energy and, you know, keeping his you know, head stable during the game when stuff happens. You know, Coach Fox just talked about how you respond to when events happen in a game, you know, positive or negative. So whatever those whatever the response is, the outcome is going to be that.